Yes, of course.
To lose in the final is because you are there and there is only one loser and one winner, and today I was a loser. But anyway, I think that Pablo did a great match today. He didn't miss really no one ball. And I don't know. There is some balls that could change a little bit maybe the match, but it all went through. To all on the first set, 15-40, if I get one of these breaks, maybe if I break up, he will play a little bit different. On the second set, 2-0 for him, I arrive to 2-1, break point, if I win this point, to all, then maybe he will start thinking a little more. But anyway, it's two balls on the match, that would put maybe equal it a little bit, but I think that he did a great match with no mistake, so it's nothing to say. We have to congratulate Pablo, and that's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Didn't play any finals after Roma last year.
Yeah.
And you came to Roma with great form, and I was a little bit disappointed with last, let's say, 1 year.
Well, it's tough to be disappointed if you are top 20 in the world, doing your job and beating Federer in US Open and arriving to quarterfinals in or fourth round in Australia, fourth round in Paris, or in Wimbledon, third round in Paris. I know it's I think to say that if I'm disappointed, it's a little bit too hard. We are in a world of high sport level, and if you are there 13 years, as I have been there, you'll recognize the effort we are doing. We're fighting day by day. Obviously, you can play a little bit better, a little bit worse, but when you are 14 in the world 2 months ago or 1.5 months ago, and fighting or close to top 10, and now you are 18 in the world, I think that a lot of people will pay a lot of money to be there. So yeah, hopefully I can do a lot more finals, I can win a lot more titles, but anyway, when you do what you really love, you put everything on the court, on the practice court, and then you're fighting to win the others, there is nothing to say. So I'm very happy about my last year, my last 5 years, and my life on tennis.
In the second set, you tried to change a little bit your game, to be more aggressive, to go in more at the net.
Yeah.
I think you wanted.
Obviously, I think that what I saw after the first set is that he was better than me on the baseline. I was running a lot more than him, and I was not making pain to him, so I tried to be a little more aggressive, but when you do that, it can happen two things. One, you can change the match and then make the other think that he's doing something bad or start missing a little more, no? So I think that in a couple of moments I missed a little more, like in the beginning of the second. Then I think that I put the match closer, 4-3, advantage for me to 4-all, but then I couldn't beat that break. He was 5-3 and he served perfectly for the match, so yeah, obviously when you are in a match you have to try all of the things to win, and today I tried to change, but he was playing so good and I couldn't, so nothing to do.
Tony, what do you think, what is the reason for so many 30 years and over doing so well, especially this season? We had one guy in Karolich who played 4 finals this year. I mean, almost unbelievable. And a lot of guys who are always 30 are still playing great tennis. What do you think is the reason?
Well, I think that there is a couple of reasons. One is that now the players physically, we work a little bit different maybe than on the 10-15 years ago. Now we have more methods, we have doctors, physicals, trainers, and people like this that they recover us sooner. So we are fitter than before. And then I think the main reason is that the younger, they are not coming that hard. So when I was 18, every year there was 5, 6, 7 guys that they could arrive to top 10 for sure. They were unbelievably good. Now, when they are 18, 19, if you can see one, it's strange. So, and if it's 5, 6 every year, in 5 years it's like 25 guys, they are gonna pass you for sure. Because in my age it was Corian, Albandian, Mathieu, David Ferrer, Rodic, myself. So all of these guys that I told you, we have been top 10. 1 year over, it was, López, Federer, Marty Fish, I can tell you a lot of names that they have been, if not top 10, top guys. So I think that's the reason.
When was the last time when you played 2 matches in 1 day? 2 complete matches?
Well, I don't know. You play singles and doubles, it can happen, no? But
singles?
I don't know. But anyway, you play. I think the last year in Barcelona Open, and it was raining, and I played 3 sets in the morning, and I lost 7-6 on the second day, on the evening. But that happened, so there's nothing to say. He did the same than me, and if not, there is nothing we can say about the rain and about these things, no? So the tournament, they tried everything they could yesterday to play, we did also, and it couldn't, so we had to play this morning. It's tough for us because when you are used to play at 5 p.m., to start at 5 p.m., then obviously you go to sleep at 2. And today to wake up at 7 in the morning, it was like a knife getting inside us, no? But it is what it is, and I didn't lose because of this, he didn't win because of this, it's what it is, so.
Johnny,
yeah.
Who is the better player for you, Djokovic or
Nadal, and why? Are you asking me sure or?
What?
Are you serious or not?
Am I serious?
Yes.
Who is the better player?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm serious, yeah.
Check the right. Scores, check the titles,
okay.
And you will see pretty easy.
What are you
going to
do for last question?
Do
you know any Croatian football players?
Sorry?
Do you know any Croatian football players who are coming in Spain?
Well, I think there is a young one that came to Barcelona.